Meanwhile, back at the expedition.
The kakapo is probably Douglas's favourite animal he went to look for. It's this really unlikely fat parrot. We're talking about a parrot that weighs about 6 or 7 pounds on the verge of extinction. And the great thing about the kakapo he loved was the fact that it couldn't fly, and not only could it not fly, it had forgotten it couldn't fly. So it's got these tiny little wings. It would run up a tree and jump off and hit the ground like a brick.
The kakapo is found at only three places in New Zealand: Little Barrier Island, Fiordland, and Codfish Island. After a fruitless search on the first two, Douglas and Mark eventually found themselves near to the summit of Codfish Island, accompanied by a local guide called Arab, along with his tracker dog, Boss.
They don't want us here. This is not me being unduly paranoid. They said, "We feel you ought to know that we don't want you here." They are Ron Tyndall from the Department of Conservation, and an extraordinary man called Arab. Arab is one of the world's very few freelance kakapo trackers, and he has a beard which reaches all the way down to his dog, who is called Boss. They don't want a bunch of media trendies rampaging around the island and frightening the birds with their video cameras and filofaxes. They're slightly mollified by the fact that all we have is one tiny tape recorder, and that we're being very meek and well-behaved and not trying to order gin and tonics all the time. But they also recognise that the kakapo might benefit from some publicity, which is why they've let us come. We failed on Little Barrier Island. We failed as we knew we would in Fiordland. Codfish is now our very last chance to see the kakapo, and our chances here are pretty slim. But at least I think that Ron and Arab are beginning to like us, if only a little bit.
Well, if there's going to be a big day, today is it. It's now just a few minutes past five in the morning. People in the hut are beginning to stir, and so the tilly lamps are being primed. It's still dark outside, but we've got to be ready to move absolutely at first light, because the kakapo obviously will have been busy all night, leaving tracks and scents all over the place. And we have to go out with Boss at the time that the tracks are fresh. I guess I'd better get up.
Don't be confused if you think you can hear cows in the background, because we're attaching a cow bell to our tracker dog, Boss, who's a black mongrel, incredibly friendly and lively. Well, how on earth any creature can be so lively at this time of the morning, I just don't know. But Boss is actually a very special animal, because he's one of only four dogs anywhere in the world trained specially to sniff out kakapos. And he's so good at his job, running this way and that and all over the place in the thick undergrowth. Having a bell round his neck's the only way we're going to be able to keep a track of him. Trying to follow Boss, ran straight over a bank, obviously picked up a very good trail, scent, and shot off into the distance and went, oops! We're now trying to keep up, but it sounds very, very promising. It's also very wet. We're certainly having to work for our kakapo.
Can you not see them?
They've got a kakapo.
They've got one.
Oh, right.
Don't go before me, because I have to record you. Oh, my goodness.
Any idea whether it's a male or a female?
Say, give me a male.
About the size of a chicken.
Sitting on one.
Just nibbling Arab's coat at the moment. He's put his head against his chest and sort of almost snuggling up.
Probably an Arab's beard.
It's the most fantastic bird. None of the descriptions you hear really prepare you for it. It just looks so different to anything else.
It is a bird out of time. If you look one in its large, round, greeny-brown face, it has a look of serenely innocent incomprehension that makes you want to hug it and tell it everything will be all right, though you know that it probably will not be.
From that rather sad note, let's lighten things a little as we take an L of a leap into light entertainment.